What does it take to save a historic building? Author and historian John Akin takes our group behind Pantages Theatre in Vancouver on October 26, 2010. Now, Pantages Theatre is an incredibly historic building slowly meeting its doom. You're listening to the Walking Home Carroll Street podcast series, and on this tape, you'll hear some hammering and street noise, and lucky for us, John Akin.
Okay, so we're standing back here at the back of actually probably one of the most important buildings in Vancouver, though you wouldn't notice. We are at the back door of the Pantages Theatre. And the Pantages Theatre is Vancouver's oldest surviving theatre. It was actually built by a guy called Alexander Pantages, who made his money in the Klondike Gold Rush, went down to Seattle, rented a couple of buildings, opened up a vaudeville theatre, made some money, built his first theatre in Seattle. His second theatre was built here in Vancouver in 1907, and this is the back door of it. It is the oldest purpose-built vaudeville theatre in Canada, and it is the oldest surviving Pantages Theatre in North America. And it's horribly historic, and it's about to be torn down.
What?
Because a building like this, in this neighborhood, gets no respect, basically. This thing was a Chinese movie house for much of its current life, from the 1980s, 1970s onwards. Then the boilers blew up one day and flooded out the basement, shorted out the generators, and so they closed the theater. And unfortunately, it's then been subject to any number of ideas about how to revive the theater. There were two guys that bought the building, didn't have enough money to fix the building, forgot to patch the roof, so there was lots of water damage, which damaged the plasterwork. They lost the building because they forgot to pay the taxes for 4 years. Now the city's trying to figure out how they can announce that it needs to be torn down without causing everybody to get really mad, because it's actually the city that has caused the problems for the building, because they declined to declare it a heritage building and declined to declare it culturally significant to the life of Vancouver, hence allowing the thing to rot. So now we're going to lose probably one of the most significant theater buildings in North America. Yep.
Why can't we just declare it historically now?
Why can't we declare it historic now? The problem is that City Council makes the decision, and City Council will only make the decision about a heritage building if the owner agrees. And most owners won't agree unless they get something for it. And the city's already turned this owner down for what he wanted to get for declaring the building heritage, because he was asking for way too much. And there was a report written for the federal government many, many years ago, and unfortunately the author made so many mistakes in the report that the federal government also declined to declare it a heritage building, even though I sent the report back with so many red lines through it and said, please, and they said, no, sorry. So the poor building, because it's on the downtown east side, doesn't look like much from the front, doesn't look like much from the back, but it has an absolutely fabulous interior, is about to be lost. So we're standing at the back door. This big door here, that's where all the stage sets went through the thing. The silent film star, Charlie Chaplin, when he was starting out his career in vaudeville, he played here. The famous baseball player, Babe Ruth, showed up on stage. Well, actually, in the 60s and 70s, virtually anybody who was anybody in the music scene played the theater here, etc. So it's actually got a long and very famous history to it. But this is the last you're going to see of it, because at some point it's going to come down. We've been arguing for this one ever since they closed it in the 1980s. And everyone has talked about it. Everyone understands its importance, but no one wants to take the step and actually do something. The one real chance for the building was back when Larry Campbell was mayor, and the city's heritage planners had convinced most members of council that the building was for sale for $345,000, and that the city should just buy it, mothball it, and make it secure so that later it could then be brought back. And the cultural planner for the city of Vancouver declined to sign off on the report, saying the building had no cultural value whatsoever. And that one signature doomed the building. So no, we could beat our heads against the wall so many times, we won't save it. However, when we're talking about neighborhood revitalization, we're talking about history, we're talking about how do you bring communities back, culture, performing arts, and those sort of things are what really makes communities. And if that theater reopened as the cultural center for this area, you'd see a change in the streets overnight. And the irony is that Woodward's SFU and their performing arts center, that's what they're hoping to do. Whereas we could have been doing it here.